Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 30, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckerman. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing good, Dave. How you doing? You're not home. You're not in Chicago, Dave. You went to Las Vegas without me. I'm upset.
I did. Well, sometimes you got to go with the wife. Sacrifice, you know.
Well, you don't have to. You did.
Yeah. So if I sound kind of weird, I'm not on my normal microphone. I'm using my headset. So
I am
looking outside the window in the hotel I'm staying at, the Park MGM, and right outside you can see T-Mobile Arena right in plain view here. So it's going to be a busy night here with everybody coming in for the Golden Knights game. So
that's right. They're playing the Wild tonight, so I'll be monitoring that game. Hawks won a big game last night. So So that sucks that you're there and I'm not, but no, really, I hope you're
home. Well, I tell you, horse racing was not very active here this week, so at least I haven't been in the sports book once, so that's how my trip has been. So,
I've had wife trips to Vegas, Dave. I usually don't spend much time in the sports book, so.
But everybody's loaded up. I already started seeing people loading up here, getting ready for doing March Madness, so. Started yesterday. They got all weekend, so I have to go down there and peek, see how crazy they are.
Let me give you a tip to free up some of your time.
Don't go.
No, Dave. Let me give you a tip. Yeah. It's called purse. Go buy her a purse. It worked for me.
We'll talk. We'll talk off the line later.
All right, let's rock and roll.
Let's kick into this, sir. So make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you'll find the links to all of our ways, all of your ways to listen to us. We have all your bases covered. Just click a link. Be sure you're joining us on our Facebook group. Links on our website where we post many topics. And if you want to ask your Amazon Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, you will be able to hear our latest episode. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR, as Steve may post any late day changes or maybe even any picks he finds. Also, we would love to have you donate to us. Our donation page is patreon.com/OffTheChartsHorseRacing. When you get to that page, click Become a Patreon on the top right, and the next page will bring you to our monthly win, place, show donations, or you can click the custom pledge where you can make a one-time donation. Thanks for your support. We really appreciate it. So we'll review last week's results, and this week you have quite a full card for the Florida Derby and everything going on at Gulfstream Park. A lot of Derby prep and a lot of exciting graded stakes this week, so no horse not good this week. So go ahead and give us your quick review of last week.
Yeah, Dave, so four stakes last week, top pick winner that was a favorite, but I guess our claim to fame last weekend was we did have a top three pick winner that paid $47 to win, and we had an exacta box that paid $165 if you boxed our top three picks. So not a bad day. I got a number of texts from a lot of our friends thanking us for the information. So not bad. So over 404 stakes, Dave. We've had 180 top two pick winners, so we're still tracking at 45%.
All right. So let's go kick right into the Gulfstream card. You have four races. It's going to be races 4, 8, 13, 14. Let's start with the fourth race. Fourth race is a mile. It's a grade 2. It's the Gulfstream Park mile. It's a $300,000 purse for four-year-olds on upward. Go and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so this fourth race, my top selection is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Tale of Silence. Barkley Tag trains Manny Franco, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse has raced in some graded stakes races before and raced and shown himself pretty well. We get second off a layoff. We get a jockey change back to Manny Franco, who was on this horse earlier in this horse's career. Jockey change from Le Peru to Franco. Franco, much more aggressive rider. I would expect this horse to get a good trip along the rail. Like I said, there's some class in here, Dave, and Franco has been riding lights out. So I'm going to take the one horse Tale of Silence and make This horse, our top pick in this fourth race at Gulfstream Park on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the six horse. The six horse is Guy Caballero. we get eight Joseph Jr. As the trainer. Irad Ortiz, the jockey. 12-1 in the morning line, Dave. Interesting, Dave. Third off the layoff. Third off the claim. Interesting.
And first time Irad.
First time Irad, but you know, not much of a significant jockey change from Johnny to Irad. But at least we do get third off a layoff with a really good claiming trainer. And this horse certainly has looked pretty good since they've gotten in Joseph's barn. This horse does show early speed. I don't know. This horse interests me at 12-1, Dave. So I'm going to make the six horse Guy Caballero our second selection in this fourth race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be interesting to you. I've made the four horse Prince Lucky with Todd Pletcher as the trainer and Johnny Velasquez as the jockey with a morning line of 2-5.
Gosh.
My third pick. Not my first pick, not my second pick, my third pick. Dave, this horse is going to get over bet. One there big it race. It threw a 106 buyer speed figure the last time, which was 16. It's 16 points better than anything this horse has shown in its career. And okay, maybe this horse will run off and win this race, Dave, but I cannot play a horse off a lifetime mark like that. When take a look at the rest of the past performances, Dave, the best this horse could do in a buyer speed figure standpoint is a 90. And then the rest of them, I mean, what if, you know, Fletcher find some magic juice or something here? I don't get it. Certainly this horse has been training well, has a nice bullet workout, Dave, but you can have 2-5. And if 2-5 beats me with horses like this, then it'll have to beat me. So, but I will put Prince Lucky in there as our third selection, Dave. So to summarize the fourth race at Gulfstream Park tomorrow, Saturday, Florida Derby Day, our selections are 1, 6, 4.
All right, let's move down the card to the eighth race. Eighth race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade two. It's the Gulfstream Park Oaks. $250,000 for fillies, three-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so my top selection, Dave, in this eighth race is the five horse. This five horse is Champagne Anyone. In Wilkes trains, Chris Landeros, Ian's son-in-law, rides 6-1 in the morning line. We get third off the layoff. We get blinkers on. We get a nice workout there at Palmetto's on the 23rd of March. And that 5-furlong training trip, 2 out of 30. A lot of nice things to like here. Landeros has obviously, you know, been riding pretty well. You know, he decided to leave Kentucky here in the wintertime and went to Gulfstream and has brought home some really nice winners, as you and I have observed. Looks like this horse was bumped a little bit at the start its last time, but the big things for me here, third off a layoff, blinkers on, nice workout, and Landeros riding for his father-in-law. So and we get 6-1. So I'm going to make the five horse, Dave, Champagne Anyone, our top selection in this eighth race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the seven horse. The seven horse is Cookie Dough. Stanley Gold trains. We get Jeffrey Sanchez as the jockey. 7-2 in the morning line. This horse also threw a really nice buyer speed figure, having never shown a figure like that before. But interestingly enough, Dave, we get, you know, this is a three-year-old filly. So, you know, those were all two-year-old races last year where, you know, the 68, 69, 57, 41 buyer speed figures. So certainly this horse came out right out of the box and threw in a really nice buyer speed figure off the bench. Does show early speed. He has a chance to be a wire-to-wire possibility here in my mind. So, excuse me, let's make the seven horse, Dave, Cookie Dough, our second selection in this eighth race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, let's make the three horse Point of Honor. George Weaver trains. We get Javier Castellano, the jockey, 9-5 in the morning line. We get a Tampa shipper who won with Castellano the last time out. Has got a bullet workout under its belt. Certainly has a right to keep improving. Improved speed figure points from its first lifetime start, and you know, similar improvement, I think, would put this horse right there, Dave. So let's make the three horse Point of Honor our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the eighth race at Gulfstream Park, Saturday, Florida Derby Day, our selections are going to be 5, 7, 3.
All right, and then we move further down to the card and onto the 13th race. 13th race is a mile and a half on the turf. It's a grade two. It's the Pan American, $250,000 purse for four-year-olds and upward. Here's your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the three horse. And as soon as I get to the 13th race, as I scroll through my iPad, I'll tell you about it. The three horses, Village King. Village King, Chad Pletcher trains. Johnny Velasquez, the jockey. 8-1 in the morning line. This is a comebacker for us. I don't know if you remember this or not, but we got beat by Zulu Alpha, but Johnny tried to cut it. The thing that's really cool about this horse for me, Dave, is that final last eighth of a mile was run in less than 12 seconds. So not only did this horse get out there and show a nice slow pace, but had clearly had something left at the end, which is great. We get speed, we get Johnny. You know, certainly Zulu Alpha is not in this race, and that's the horse that's beat this horse, Village King, the last two times. So I'm going to go give Village King another try at another nice price, Dave. So let's make the three horse Village King our top selection in this Gulfstream Park 13th race on Saturday. Our second selection, let's go to the rail, the one horse focus group. Trained by Chad Brown, Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 4-1, the morning line. Irad is getting on this horse. His brother has been winning with this horse, Dave. I don't know if you
see that.
But Jose's got four wins on this horse. So, but the interesting thing for me, Dave, is that this horse coming off these kinds of layoff has won a couple times. Has gone, you know, went from May in 2017 to July in 2017 from Belmont to Saratoga and won. October of 17 to April of 18 came off the bench and won. So for me, this horse is certainly a horse that can win off the bench. Pretty lightly raced for a five-year-old, only been out 11 times, but has won four times and run third three times. Going to get a nice cozy trip on the rail. This is going to be a typical Irad, Chad Brown, suck along on the rail, try to shake loose. And if he does, he'll probably win the race. So, let's make the one horse, Dave, focus group our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Canizar. Arnaud Delacour trains. Fergal Lynch is the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. Man, Dave, this horse has raced 2 miles before. That Belmont race on June 8th was at 2 miles and then came right back and raced a mile and a half at Arlington Park in the Stars and Stripes. Fergal Lynch has been on this horse both those times, and both those times it produced a 100 buyer speed figure. So Lynch seems to get along with this horse pretty well, and a little bit disappointing, I think, with throwing Castellano on the last time. I think people would have expected more, but this Fergal Lynch fits certain horses, and this looks like one that he fits really well. He does have a win with this horse, Dave, in a couple of seconds and a third. Let's make this four horse, Dave, Canizar, our third and final selection. So to summarize, the 13th race at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, the Florida Derby Day, our selections are going to be 3, 1, 4.
All right, and then we just move to the 14th race. The 14th race is the big race of the day. It's a mile and an eighth. It's a grade one. It's the Express Bet Florida Derby. It's a $1 million purse for three-year-olds. Derby prep, give us our picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race will be the one horse. The one horse is Hidden Scroll. Bill Mott trains. We get Javier Castellano, 5-2 in the morning line. Mott goes to Castellano from Rosario. This horse was cooked on an incredibly fast pace the last time out. I think I read on Twitter that from a time form standpoint, this was one of the fastest first halves of a race that they've ever seen. And based on their the figures that they do, I think they said you know, really fast early pace first half of the race or fast would be like, I think their time form reading would be a 130. This horse threw a 150 in there. And so, so any kind of rating here, should get the job done. We also get a bounce factor, right? 104 in this horse's first lifetime start kind of bounced down to an 89. You know, I like to come back on horses off the bounce. So we get speed, we get the rail, we get Javi. Hopefully he'll rate this horse a little bit better, but I think this horse has got a lot of talent. And, you know, the price isn't that great, but I can't look past Hidden Scroll. So let's make the one horse, Dave, Hidden Scroll our top selection here in the Florida Derby, race 14, Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, will be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Maximum Security, Jason Service Trains. We get Luis Saez, the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. This horse is going to be stretching out. And from a couple six furlong races and then a 7 furlong race, certainly has done nothing wrong in his short career, 3-for-3. Service and Saez, when they team up, they're 30%, and you know, Service is doing nothing wrong at Gulfstream Park, Dave. He's training at a 45% clip. So let's make the 7 horse Maximum Security our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Bourbon War. Mark Hennig trains. Irad Ortiz is the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. Boy, this horse really started to close, raced really green in the stretch the last time. We get a horse, kind of off third off the layoff here. That middle quarter there, that 22.7 is a pretty nice middle quarter. And I think this horse will get better as he matures. But that was a pretty impressive closing kick this horse showed in the Fountain of Youth. So I'm going to have to put Bourbon War in there as our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, the Florida Derby, Gulfstream Park's 14th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 1, 7, and 4.
Okay. And this is exciting times. The Derby is, what, 5 weeks away, right? We got the month of April, then the first Saturday in May is going to be here in no time.
Correct. Yeah.
So we got a lot of other great racing coming up here. So stay tuned. Some more picks for the big Derby props. So with that, let's wrap this up. Make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know what to do. All the links are up on the link on the top of the page. Click a link, you'll get to us. If you so do, you want to follow us, you should be following us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR. There might be any podcasting updates, any race day changes, or any other picks Steve might find. If you want to send us an email, we have an email address, questions@OffTheChartsHorseRacing. Feel free to send us an email if you have any questions or feedback. With that, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah, Dave, I wanted to, you know, we didn't mention it earlier in the podcast, but I didn't want to mention that longtime harness trainer Mark Franzen passed away yesterday.
Yes.
And
yes.
And he was a trainer for our good friend Nick. And I wanted to mention it and just let Nick know that, you know, we feel his pain and, you know, feel bad for him, and our thoughts and prayers are with him. So.
Yes, I'll second that. A lot of great times with Mark and his great training with a lot of Nick's horses and a lot of other friends. And the harness racing industry is hurting right now in Chicago with the loss of Mark. So so all of our prayers are with him, with his family and Nick. We appreciate that. So with that, so let's close it out. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.